If you are a coach or anyone who provides some form of consulting or agency, you want to listen to this. Hey, this is Dadpreneurs Rising. I'm your host, Carl Taylor, and today we're going to talk about an interesting topic that came up inside the King's Council. So here at Dadpreneur, you can find us more information about us at dadpreneur.com. We have a program called the King's Council. It's filled with dads. I'm guessing like you, if you're listening to this, you're probably a dad who run a business and they're trying to balance being a dad, being an entrepreneur, being a man in today's society. Now, particular client is a coach and was thinking through a challenge. He was looking for an opportunity to inject some cash to sell something fast. And he'd gone to a whole bunch of other gurus and people in his space, and they all recommended the same thing to him, which was develop a six-week program. You know, here's, you know, your problem that the clients have. Create a six-week program that's a little bit more affordable. It's something you can deliver. And there's nothing wrong inherently with that advice. If you're a coach listening to this, you've probably heard this advice before. If you're a consultant or an agency, there's chances that you've been exposed to this idea. If you're not one of those, there's still value in this episode, so keep listening if you want. Otherwise, tune out. No probs. Now, here's the thing to know. Customers or clients, they don't care about how you get them the result. They just care about the result that they want, the outcome. And so there will be some clients where for them, time is not as important as money. And if that is your market, if your market cares about, you know, I don't have a lot of time, but I want a result fast, then the idea of a six-week program is probably not going to appeal to them. Because it's like, oh, that's 6 weeks of investment, time, and energy. So it's like, I can't just get over and done with. Whereas if you said to that same person, hey, I've got a weekend workshop, or even a one-day workshop, or even a half-day workshop, if you can give them the result, because that's the thing, if you can get them the result in an hour, just give them the result in an hour. Charge accordingly, of course, but give them the result in the hour. If you can, for the right person who just wants that in an hour, you know, this is why at times I've paid very high prices for an hourly rate, if you consider it, to work with a consultant. Why? Because I know in that short conversation, I can solve a lot of problems far faster than buying their courses, going through their programs. I remember one guy in particular, he was promoting his program. I sent him a message saying, hey, this sounds really cool. I'd like some help. And he's like, oh yeah, I'm launching the course. The thing's going to start soon. It's this and that. It's going to have all these calls. And I was like, I just replied back and said, yeah, cool. What's the price for the version that doesn't involve all that? And he came back, oh, I guess we could do some consulting hours. He's like, great, let's do a couple of consulting hours. And so I think I ended up doing three, you know, we spaced it out over a few times. I did a three sessions with him as opposed to this whole, I think it was a 3 month program that he was going to be selling. I got the same content, probably not all the same, but I got what I needed in those 3 1-hour sessions than doing a whole big thing. And so there are people out there like me. And if your market is like that, don't sell them the big thing. And even if your market's not like that, always have an option and know that you might be talking to someone who's like me in that situation who just wants the problem solved and they want it solved fast. So sometimes that means if you're in the coaching space, having a done for you process or option, but people pay for it, could be worthwhile. On the flip side, if you're high priced in the done for you space, and you're finding a lot of people you're meeting are like, well, that's too expensive for me, then what you can do is you can reverse engineer it and go, great, well, I can charge you less, but it's going to take you longer. And you might develop an online do it, you know, done with you, or a smaller, slower program. You're not going to give them the result in a week like you might if you worked with them one-on-one, but they'll get the same result in a year. And for some people, they're prepared to pay because they've got more time than they do money. So the point I really want to leave you with here is don't value your product, your program, and don't make assumptions that if you're going to create a new thing, that you've got to put in a lot of work. If anything, I would rather you start by offering something with less time commitment from you. Because here's the other thing. For this same guy, I said to him, I said, okay, is it going to be easier for you to deliver a one-day event, or is it going to be easier for you to develop a six-week program? He said, the one-day event. I was like, of course. And so if you could make the same amount of money that you're trying to make by developing a six-week program in a one-day event, would that be better? It's like, yeah, of course. And so it means it's better for him in terms of time. It's better for the clients who actually care about just getting a result. And he'd still make the same amount of money. To me, that's win-win-win. Everyone's happy. So take from that what works for you. If that's something that interests you and you want to learn more about these types of conversations, maybe you'd like me to have that kind of conversation with you, you can reach out at dadpreneur.com. We have a conversation, see if King's Counsel is right for you. It may be, it may not be, but we'd love to chat and explore it at least. But otherwise, keep up the journey. Hey, fellow dadpreneur, thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you've missed something said on today's episode, you can find transcripts, links, and other notes from today's episode, as well as all other episodes over at rising.show. That's .show, not .com. So head over to rising.show to get all the information that you need. This episode was brought to you by Automation Agency. If you're sick of Fiverr and Upwork and want a reliable team of experts who can turn your marketing ideas into marketing duns, then head over to automationagency.com and check out what they can do. Whether it's graphic design tasks for social media, your presentations, or tech tasks like building funnels and email automations, or content creation tasks like copywriting and video editing, Automation Agency is the one team you need to help you market your business and free up your time to focus on more important things. So go and check out automationagency.com.